Well, hello, hello, guys. And you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, this is going to be super fun because I have a visiting doctor from Rhode Island. This is Mary Christina Simpson. Dr. Simpson, welcome.
Thank you.
And I have Nurse Val. Say hi, Val.
Hi, Val.
We haven't done a podcast together in a while, Val.
We have not.
So let's do a little group chat. And I have Tammy, our new PA, who's joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So, Tammy, you just finished your training in dermatology. She's a dermatology PA.
Yes, I am. Dermatology PA in West Covina.
And where did you train?
Went to school in Boston. I went to PA school in Boston and trained there for a while and then came back to Southern California because I was born and raised here.
And she's a fresh graduate. Are you super excited to join us?
So excited. It's been wonderful here. Dr. K has been amazing.
Well, and I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Simpson coming and join us. Mary Christina, tell us about yourself and where your practice is.
So I'm an obstetrician gynecologist. I was trained in Rhode Island, and I have a medical aesthetics practice in Southern Rhode Island called CMS Med Spa.
Oh, wow. And so you have been doing baby deliveries for how many years?
Since 2004.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And then Mary Christine and I have something in common. We both have twins.
We do.
And she's so cute. She said she's listening to the podcast when she drives to work and from Rhode Island to Boston, right?
Near Boston.
Near Boston.
Yes. And it's about an hour drive. And so I flip on my podcast, Beauty by Dr. K, and I listen, and the Beauty Bites are always helpful in the morning to wake me up.
So awesome. So, and my twins are 19, first year of college, and how old are your others?
So I have 13-year-old twins, an 11-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
That's a busy schedule right there. And one of our podcasts, we were talking about how I had twins in chief year of residency. And when did you have yours?
So mine were in my first year of residency. And then I had my third, my chief year. It was a busy time.
Super
busy.
Pregnant. So you were pregnant, nursing twins, and then you managed to have the miracle of life happen again.
He was meant to be.
That's awesome. And Val, how many kids do you have?
Just the one. I learned my lesson. They're great, but they're a handful.
They're a handful. And Tammy, so you have no babies, but you can learn from our advice.
No right? Babies yet.
Too young to have babies.
Any puppies?
No, two dogs at home.
Oh, okay. That counts as babies.
Good. My fur babies.
What kind of doggies do you have?
We rescue. So one is, we don't know. I think it's half schnauzer, half terrier. And the other one's a mix. I have no idea what she is. She looks like a Shiba Inu, I guess. With something else.
So today, in honor of Valentine's Day coming up, shall we give love advice to our listeners and followers about self-love? We were talking earlier how we, as doctors, never have time to take care of ourselves, or maybe we don't make the time to prioritize for some self-love over Valentine's, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that women so often look at everyone else and take care of everyone else, and then we come last. And then sometimes, you know, we get resentful of that. So it's so important to start off young and take care of yourself, you know, so that you can enjoy and you can take better care of other people.
Very important. Today, I took care of a gorgeous, elegant 79-year-old lady, a Pasadena lovely lady, and she said something awesome to me. And she was like, I want to see you every 6 months, and I don't need to do a lot to my face, but I really want to look in the mirror and see myself. Like, I want to look like myself. I don't like it when my face changes and I don't look like myself. And that just rung true with me because that's true. I don't need to not age, but I don't want to reach the point where I look so aged and different that a different woman speaking back to me like, who are you, old lady?
Gracefully.
You
know? Yes. And to teach our young girls that's appropriate to take care of yourself and do preventative care.
Exactly.
When you're young.
Yeah. So you made the decision to do a little less OB and do a little more other injectables and doing stuff in a med spa.
Yes. It allows me the flexibility to be with my children more.
Yeah.
And to really diversify in medicine, you know, to keep that passionate care up. So I enjoy it.
And it's super popular right now to do injectables and non-invasive things. Would you say, Val, that more patients want surgery these days or non-surgical?
Non-surgical, less invasive, and they want the instant gratification. They don't have to wait like weeks for the swelling to go down and the heal time and all that. So instant gratification, definitely.
Very
it's the trend.
It's the trend. What is your advice for women out there on Valentine's Day? And you can give us the she's going to be a little cynical here. Prepared. Be prepared.
Just a little. I mean, I'm a single mom, so my daughter is everything to me right now. I've been in long relationships, 4 years, 2 years, prospectively, like, you know, different people. I was married for 4 years before we decided to call it quits. So right now I'm just more focused on, and we did that way young. Like, I was in all these serious relationships when I was young, when I was supposed to be, like, wiling out and doing all the crazy things. But I was a mom young, so, you know, I kind of had to, like, juggle a couple of things. And now I feel like I got my head on straight. And so, like, prioritizing, like, working on my career and my money financially and stuff. So
you got to grow up fast when you have kids young.
Yeah.
You can have a girl date with your daughter for Valentine's Day.
We do. We do.
Are you kidding? We're having Galentine's in our office. All of our girls are coming. Girlfriends, bring your girlfriends. And it's sisters before misters. What else, Val? Ovaries before broveries.
Chicks before dicks.
But yes, I mean, it's a day for women, right?
Yeah, loving yourself. I think that would be the first thing. Because if you're not in tune with yourself and know, like, what you're worth, then somebody's going to come over and they're going to run all over you. So I think loving yourself and knowing your worth is good for Valentine's Day.
And all of us work in this industry where we're teaching women the importance of beauty and we're helping them morph and change their faces. But three of us have daughters, so I don't know about you, but I feel very conscious of giving an important good beauty message that you have to do things within limits and maintain. Look at your face like it needs its maintenance and not go overboard and stick with classic true beauty and not follow trends. How about you? What do you think?
I totally agree. And I also, you know, push skincare a lot because if preventative skincare now in your teenage years, if you can prevent sun damage and all of that, you're going to do so much better when you're older. So yes. We really try for both my daughter and son, who are both 13, we do the same, you know, we do skincare regimens so that they do feel better about themselves because unfortunately teens go through periods that are super awkward and it's just easier if they have good skin to
yes acne awkward. Right
we go through it as adults
right
we have awkward stages in adults.
I think so. In your 20s there's some awkwardness and then by the time you hit 30 your face kind of slims out, your baby fat changes and you get your angles in your 30s. And they've done some research or actually informal polls that show that women's most beautiful age is 37 to 38. So you've lost your baby fat, you've got your cheek angles, nothing's quite sagging and drooping and deflating yet. So there you go, youngsters. Get something to look forward to.
Benjamin Button, the time back.
Yes.
No, but teaching these kids now, teaching young women, you know, that's always been, I've been very pro women, obviously, my whole life, and pro girl, you know, support each other and
exactly
you know, help each other out.
Yeah, I almost went into OB-GYN as I did med school at USC, where we delivered, like, my husband and I were in the same class in med school. And we were on the same rotation, and we each delivered about 30 babies alone in the room because that was back in the day at County General Hospital where, like, the resident was like, just call me if there's a cord around the neck or if there's a foot that comes out first. We looked at each other like, what?
It was similar at Temple.
Yes.
In Philadelphia,
right?
It was, you had a white coat on, you were a doctor. Didn't
exactly
matter what you did.
And
you
it was
came
goodness.
In, you caught babies, and
you literally catch them.
Ready, go.
Literally.
Just
literally.
Get gloves on. And
I'm in, coach.
Like Belichick from the Patriots says, do your job.
That's it was awesome. It was so thrilling to bring babies into the world. And I really loved OB-GYN, but then I didn't know if I could handle it lifestyle-wise. So
It's been challenging, to say the least. It's the balance of life, which is super hard. So that self-love is important because if you let it get too off kilter, the whole world is askew.
Yeah. What are your tricks? Because as a mom, I have four, you have four, Val has one, you have two puppies. So I think multitasking, like, I don't know about you guys, but I think men do not know how to multitask and could not nearly handle what we have to do in a day.
It's a huge challenge. I love lists. Because then if I get one or two things checked off, I'm good.
Why are you laughing, Val?
Dr. Kate is like the queen of lists. She has lists to make lists.
Well,
like, make a list of this list.
It's an external way of organizing your brain.
I think when you're an intern in residency, you're taught to make a list.
Yes.
And you don't get to sleep or go home till your list is done, right?
It's absolutely correct.
Yes.
And it's also satisfying when you check things off.
Yes. And also my brain does not hold that much knowledge, or like I have filters, so I need to have a list to keep things going.
Limited space.
Yes.
So I think lists are key. I think lots of water is a good key.
Water is good.
I think I went nearly 10 years.
I think I fail on that.
Yeah. Went 10 years without drinking any water, so I decided to do that. And healthy lifestyle. Eating well, exercising, balancing. Yeah.
And then finding a minute in every day to just be like, give yourself 5 minutes of alone time, even if it's just like right when you hop in the shower, or you have your exercise meditation time. What do you do?
I do bar. Oh, I love Pilates bar.
Yeah.
I love it. So I go to Pure Bar. It's my meditation.
That's awesome.
I don't go to church as much as my mother would like. So
no,
I go.
I know.
I like kickboxing, and I also like hot yoga. And Val, what do you do?
I like the shooting range.
I'm coming with you. Actually, I had my husband got me a birthday to surprise of learning how to shoot. And
I was gonna say he bought you a gun.
I asked for a gun. He was like, the only person getting shot is gonna be me. So I'm not gonna buy you a gun. You can have a class. So
smart thinking, Dr. D. Smart thinking.
That gets out a lot of energy. You know,
it does.
As long as you're using it in positive ways, kickboxing's great.
It's
high
really
energy,
good.
High cardio.
It's great. How about you, Tammy? What do you like to do?
I like to do kickboxing as well, too. It's
amazing. Oh, good. We'll have to go together.
Yeah, I love it.
You should get a punching bag for your office.
Yeah, how fun would that be when I'm running late?
That would be awesome.
Patients will be like, get up and do your little workout.
And staff alike would be using it.
Yeah. And then for other pointers, I think make sure you take care of yourself with skincare. So like you said, skincare is important. I make that my 5 minutes of meditation. I put on like 10 different products. I love to put layer things, and I'll put on a few layers and I'll go get dressed, and then I'll do a few more layers and then put some makeup on at night as well. How about you?
And I agree. So I follow your routine very well. You know, as I've gotten older, I've used different products, and the hyaluronic acids are great. Mm-hmm. And the vitamin C is important. Mm-hmm. I use Retin-A at night, religiously.
If I could give you guys a visual, this is one beautiful woman sitting in front of us, right, Bill?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, and she's got like excellent skin, amazing bone structure,
and just the
right amount of maintenance. So totally invisible maintenance is what I strive for in my patients. I think patients' biggest fear with fillers and injectables is they think they're going to look weird and not like themselves, because that's what they've seen on TV. Mm-hmm. And that's what they see when they see bad work walking around in their friend group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? So, but it's possible.
Overdone. People don't like overdone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the first question you always get from patients?
That's the first thing everybody, I don't want to look overdone. And it's like, well, you have a lot of work that needs to be done, but we'll get you there slowly. And then I think that's what patients don't understand. Like, if they go in there, they're like people who want to get lips. I want these huge lips. And they get them, like, over. Like, that's too much. Go gradual, slowly. You want to do, 2-3 syringes. But know that it's going to take a while to get to the point to where you're like, this is the way I want to look.
And patience is important. So as you talked about instant gratification, a lot of patients come in and they say, well, I have this set amount of money. Mm-hmm. Or I have this expectation. And you really have to manage that well, because I think that you truly, I mean, they do describe one syringe per decade that you need. And so people come in, and I have 60, 70-year-old women come in, and they say, I want 2 syringes. Well, I'm sorry, are you 20? No. Mm-hmm. And so then they have that false expectation. So it's managing expectation and
true, because very often they think like they're going to do one syringe and be fully distorted and abnormal. But that's not going to happen. When I do my face, I routinely will do like 4 to 5 syringes. And that's, because the face needs a lot of volume. And the 4 syringes, 5 syringes equals 1 plastic teaspoon of filler, right? So very small amount if you consider the area of your cheek or your jowl, or that's what the face needs.
And as you're 20, you're dosing appropriately.
Yes. What do you guys think about people starting to do treatments super early, like in their 20s?
Botox,
Botox fillers, cheek contouring, jawline.
So I think that it's appropriate for the appropriate person. So I think preventative medicine is great. I think that unfortunately a lot of young women get caught up in social media and they start to want to look like someone else. And so I really truly try to encourage them to look like a better self, look like a better part of themselves, less tired, more rested, and less like someone else. So I think preventative Botox for young women, I think especially if genetically they're predisposed to having really hard lines in
their
forehead.
Expressive.
Yes. I think it's fine, but I a very few people who want to be frozen.
Yeah. Do you think, Val, that there's going to be a trend away from wanting to have the contoured cheeks and jawline of the Instagram model, which looks good on everybody, actually?
Yeah, no, I actually don't foresee that happening anytime soon. I know people like, I mean, it's just aesthetically pleasing. And I think aesthetics doesn't change when you're looking at the face. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, the ratios, the cheeks to the chin to mm-hmm. the forehead. I think it's always going to be the same, but
I think so too. There's something just inherently beautiful about seeing a very sculpted cheekbone. Like, the human brain recognizes beauty, and that's what we all strive for. We want to see those angles and contours in our face, and it's appropriate. I think we can find them.
I think symmetry is super important as well. So I think a lot of young women come in and they're asymmetrical, and they have to understand that that is normal. Yeah. Most people are asymmetrical, and they look for correction in that. And so I think that's a different story. I also think if people have facial deformities, that's important. So when you say young women doing things, I think it's definitely case specific.
It's very case specific. Yeah. So if you're young, don't let anyone discourage you that you're doing something bad or wrong to your face. If you see an asymmetry and there's something just nagging at your confidence, it's totally fine to take care of it. Totally fine, as long as you do it with a safe, you know, experienced, good provider.
And as long as you also know that you need to accept yourself as beautiful inside.
Yes. Very important. You know, yes.
Back to the self-love.
Yes.
Back
to the
because I think all of our daughters have said to us, oh, I hate my this or that, right? Like my daughter, I hate my nose. And I think that's the cutest nose ever. Did you? If you had to grow up with my nose, I would listen. But but like I said, if I could be confident, get married, and have a little bump on my nose, you better find some confidence in yourself first before you try to find it in a syringe.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And, you know, I always say hate's a strong word. Use it sparingly.
Yes. Yes. And also, it makes me sad because we get DMs of pictures of girls who say, they give this description of like, I'm so ugly and twisted and distorted. And then you open the image and it's like a pretty girl who's like, she's so sweet and normal and cute. And so we always find the best features of a person and bring that out. And it's my job to find cheekbones wherever they exist. So.
And I tell you, most of my practice with gynecology was psychology.
Was it really?
It's just talking with women and talking.
Oh.
People want to chat.
Yes.
They want to talk and they just want to have time. That may be their meditative time, is sitting in your chair.
It's so true. We get to know people so well here.
Oh, it's crazy. Every time I ask, like, so how are we today? I feel like it's a loaded question. Because it's like, then like 20 minutes later, I had this one lady confess to me that she was going through a divorce and her children taking it really hard. And I was like, apathetic. I understand. I've been there. My daughter was 3 when I divorced, and it was tough. And so like talking to her, and she was like crying, and I was like, well, now we can't do your under eyes. But it's great to meet people, especially in this area. I mean, I haven't worked in any other areas. It's different than the East Coast.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Probably California is way different.
It is different.
But our patients are super open, and we love to create a community feeling of like this, make this your home where you can come talk to us about anything. Like, you know, we've had people ask birth control questions, and we try help with everything. Mm-hmm.
I grew up on the East Coast, and so I'm very used to, and East Coast to me is very, people are very real and people are very honest, and it's just getting to know them and kind of just not putting up any front and chatting with them. And
what's your best advice about birth control for the young women listening out there? Or
it's very safe.
Don't
safe.
Be shy.
We know how
Use
to
it.
Prevent pregnancy, mm-hmm. and there are too many unwanted pregnancies, and starting off too early can very much change your life. Children are the most wonderful gift that people can be given. However, do it when it's appropriate for you in your life.
Yes.
And if you don't want it, there are ways to prevent it. There are free birth controls. There's multiple different ways. I've had so many people say, I can't take any birth control, and that is absolutely not true. We have hormonal and non-hormonal options.
That's so true.
Women.
And also, birth control pills get a bad rap. Just because something's a hormone does not mean it's going to wreck you, make you moody and bloaty
absolutely
and
not.
Pimply.
And for most people, it can be used for very extended periods of time.
Yeah, it's completely safe and very important because you need to control your fertility till you get your goals, girls.
That is very true.
All of us have had to
put a check in the box, but it's okay. I'm still getting there.
No, I mean, but you know the importance of that, like with daughters and everything. I'd much rather give them some birth control pills to go to college than hear about like problems later.
And we do give birth control pills, you know, without parental consent. So the child
what
can
age?
Come in. as early as they want. I mean, usually the 13, 14-year-olds come in with their parents because they're young, but 16-year-olds, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, an IUD or a implant, you know, those do require parental signature or some a guardian signature. But most of the time, you know, counseling the mom, counseling the guardian, they're pretty understanding. And I usually say to people that I call it hormonal control if they don't want to look at it as a pregnancy contraception, because putting a 13-year-old on the pill is, it's intimidating for a lot of people. So if I use it as hormonal control, it'll help with your acne. It will help with your oily skin. It will really kind of help with the mood swings. Yeah. People see it in a very different light.
True.
So just like fillers have gotten a bad rap, birth control has gotten a bad
rap.
Right. So we're here to like make sure that people understand, you know, the honest truth behind a lot of these things.
That's so true. And then any good information about those vaginal tightening procedures? So like the O-spot injection and the trendy things these days?
So the O-shot is geared more for
Tell us what it is for people who haven't heard of the O-shot.
So the O-shot is a platelet-rich plasma injection directly into the anterior vaginal wall, so the top of the vagina near the clitoris. So what happens is, you know, or under the urethra near the clitoris, there's a couple of different points. So it's meant to, number one, increase women's sexual functioning, increasing the blood flow, putting a little volume there to help with stress urinary incontinence. They do it similarly in men, called the P-shot. Different anatomy, but they do it for erectile dysfunction. And again, for the appropriate candidate, it may be an appropriate procedure. Laser procedures are slightly different. They are for tightening. They are for vaginal dryness. They are for women who don't want to take any hormones. They are for stress incontinence. And you can cosmetically change the appearance of the vagina if that is your true goal as well. So I think in the right hands, these procedures are very safe and effective. Some of the issue with it is that you do need to maintain it.
Right, so it's more than one treatment, so several sessions of laser tightening.
1 month apart, usually.
Yeah.
There's radiofrequency, there's CO2 laser, there's multitudes of different studies that have been done on the two different techniques. And again, in the right provider's hands, they are safe.
It does help, yeah.
But,
and labiaplasty, too, is something common where now we can change the outer appearance of the vaginal lips. And I think that's very important for women to know, because a lot of women lack confidence because they think that they're abnormal down there. So number one, I would say that every version of a vagina is normal, including the lips of the vagina. They can, and what would you have to say?
So I would say, just as with the face, the labia are asymmetrical in most people. And so when people say, is it normal? There's such a range of normal that the answer is usually yes. If it's causing you discomfort, if you're having pain with sitting, intercourse, riding a bike, riding a horse, you know, those are true medical reasons to have it corrected. If a partner is telling you to change it, that is not a true medical reason to have it done.
Right.
So if that, again, going back to doing things for yourself, you need to be the one that wants to change it. It shouldn't be dependent on someone else.
Yeah. That's very true. Well, so those are all great tips just in time for Valentine's Day. Don't change anything on the top or the bottom unless it's really self-motivated. But do take time to change some things because, you know, I think that someone was telling me that you really can't change yourself by just thinking out a plan. You have to actually physically do something to make a change happen. Mm-hmm.
And just like you can change your skincare routine, do all that, do your Kegels,
yes.
you know, stay healthy, eat well, keep your muscle strength up.
Yeah.
You know, it will, and if you have an issue, talk to a professional.
Exactly. So perfect. So, well, it was so awesome talking to you, and thanks for coming all the way from Rhode Island for today.
And I'm coming out again for a training course you're doing soon.
Yeah, so we're doing a master injector course February 23rd for all you lovely ladies and doctors and gentlemen listening. Come and join us in Pasadena, California. It's an all-day lesson and educational seminar with Laura Devgan, Jason Emmer, Vanessa Lee, Sheila Barbarino, and Roy Kim. And Botox Bunny Erica Berry, she's coming too. So it's going to be awesome. And come for Galentine's Night, February 13th from 6 to 8. We hope you guys can make it. Bring your girlfriends, bring your guy friends. And do remember on this Valentine's week leading up to Valentine's, take great care of yourself.
Love yourself.
Take care of yourself and take care of those around you that help love you.
That's exactly. So true. So. And thanks, Tammy, for joining our team.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So, all right.
For the adventure.
That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.